AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Vice President Biden says countries, including the U.S., need to do a better job of reaching out to alienated youth in order to counter the risk of radicalization in immigrant communities.
Opening a three-day White House conference on violent extremism, the vice president said the world needs answers that go beyond the use of force.
Societies have to provide an affirmative alternative for immigrant communities, a sense of opportunity, a sense of belonging, and to that discredits the terrorist appeal.
And while Biden says America's done better at assimilating immigrants than Europe has, he says all must do a better job of understanding immigrant angst, not with surveillance, but with sustained contact and dialogue. Mark Smith at the White House.
The UN envoy to Syria says he has received a commitment from the Syrian government to suspend airstrikes on the city of Aleppo for 6 weeks, to allow a proposed UN plan to freeze hostilities in the country's largest city to be tested. In the meantime, the State Department says there are reports of increased fighting in some areas of Ukraine and a decrease elsewhere.
Our view continues to be that Russian separatist facts cannot pick and choose in which areas they want to respect the ceasefire. And the February 12th implementation package agreed to in Minsk calls for a general ceasefire.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the U.S. believes the political process needs more time to work in Ukraine.
There remains an opportunity to abide by the ceasefire, to respect it in all areas of Ukraine. And that's certainly what was agreed to last week, as well as in September.
Snow covers the ground from Nashville to Nantucket. Ice is also a problem, especially in Georgia, where thousands of folks are without electricity.
It's been pretty rough. We've had up to 35,000 consumers out. We're down to 25,000 now. We've called in dozens of extra crews, and we're not over.
This is AP Radio News. Labor Secretary Thomas Perez has entered the West Coast dock workers dispute.
In terms of where it goes from here and what his involvement is, he can't force a solution to this. He's hoping to use coaxing and moral suasion and whatever other things he may have brought from Washington to get both sides to agree on a new deal.
AP correspondent Justin Pritchard reports the labor dispute on the docks could have an economic ripple effect.
Ships are still coming across the Pacific waiting to unload. They're parked on the Pacific or in the Puget Sound or in the San Francisco Bay. This is an issue for exporters who want to get their products overseas, for importers who need parts and product to put on their store shelves.
Amid a dispute over Ernie Banks' remains and will, leaving his estate to his caretaker and not his family, a spokesman for the Cook County Clerk's Office says Mr. Cub has been buried at Graceland Cemetery in Chicago. But again today, the cemetery declined to confirm whether Ernie Banks was buried there. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.